Blog Talk Radio.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf I just asked if he would be there for you. I want you to
leave that lonely life in distress. Just let go, let God, he'll work it out for you. I pray that your soul
never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify. See, I spoke to God,
I'm
you to do, be blessed. I know it ain't what you want right now, but it sure could be a lot worse. Just be blessed. Let him do a work in you.
Amen, amen, and good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're your host, is Apostle D.L. Douglas Sr., and myself, Pastor Kashima Douglas. It is pure and wonderful, possibly acting like this. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our lives. The scripture for this morning is Matthew 6:14. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14 says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Donnie Douglas, that lovely voice that you guys heard this morning. Just before I stepped on, is none other than Prophetess Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we're just excited about what God has to do on this, Testimony Tuesday. Guys, I'm telling you, if you guys are looking for an inspiring moment, today would be the day for you guys to tune in, join in. Remember, guys, to share and like the broadcast on our Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. Also to share the broadcast phone number. That way you guys can call in and be a part of the live show that's going on right now. You can call us at 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. Or if you guys just want to share your testimony, or maybe you just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. Either way, we will be excited to hear from you. Remember, guys, 563-999-3628. Then, as always, before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Father. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast, God, that is going across the airwaves on today. God, we pray that everyone that is in earshot of this broadcast, God, we pray that you would bless them. God, touch them in a unique and special way. God, let them know that no matter what it is that they may be going through, that, Father, you are there. You are their strength. You are everything that they need. God, you are every word that they need. You're every, God, you're every situation and circumstance that they need to be fixed. God, you are able to do it. God, you will step in and cause the situation to turn in their favor. Father, we thank you for the blessed power of the Holy Ghost. God, it is a keeper. God, that keeps those, God. God, that you have sent it out to, God. There are those that are established in it, God. Those that are standing, God, in your spirit on today, God. We thank you right now for the Holy Ghost, God, which is our comforter. God, our peace, God, our joy. God, that gives us the understanding that no matter what we may be going through, Father God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. God, we pray for those that are in the midst of going through their storms that are listening in. God, we pray that you would silence the noisome pestilence. Father, we pray that you would, God, stop the chaos in their minds. God, remove whatever it is on their hearts that's keeping you from feeling your presence on today. God, we pray, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable to our sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen. Thank you guys again, as always, for coming in and being a part of today's broadcast. We want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries on this morning. We have some fantastic people that are partnering up with us across this country. We thank you guys so much for doing what you do. We ask that you will continue to be a part of this broadcast, continue to connect with us, continue to share the broadcast, continue to be a part of what God is doing with the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Those of you all that are missionaries and pastors and apostles that's across this country that are out evangelizing and converting those that are to Christ, we want to tell you thank you. We want to tell you continue to keep your hand to the plow. We know that the job that you have is not an easy job. This is a difficult job for you. But we also realize that prayer changes things. So know that where the Bible says when one put 1,000 to flight, two would put 10,000 to flight. You have a whole company of brothers and sisters that are praying for you always, constantly, that is calling on the name of the Lord while you out working in that country. Know that God's hand is on your life. Know that God is in the midst of you. God, know that God not only is able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask of him. So keep your head up. Keep your head up, keep your heart up, and continue to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Thank you for keeping your hand on the plow and continuing to toil the sea, toil the land, toil the ground to have have an effective harvest, amen, an effective harvest. So we want to make sure we acknowledge those countries. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, and we have Mexico. Thank you guys again so very much, and continue to be a part of the broadcast, continue to be a part of what God is doing. And those of you all who are giving your lives across this country, we realize that the hard taskmasters there are pushing. They're in their mode of trying to punish you and all that. Remember, listen, guys, listen to me real well. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask. If we're praying for you as well, so please don't get weary in the well doing. Continue to keep on pressing and keep on fighting. God is able to do what you need him to do. Amen? Amen. Thank you guys again. Thank you guys again. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God. And God alone, because of you,
my God.
Thank you for filling this place. Thank you for filling this place. Thank you for filling this place. Oh God, just for these next few moments, use me as your instrument. Lives will be changed. People will be delivered. It is already done in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Well, are you ready for the Word of God? I tell you, this is such an honor for me tonight. I was back a few years ago. I would tell the media ministry, don't y'all break this tape. This is, I gotta have this tape. Yeah, preaching at the convocation, this is a blessing, Bishop Ellis. This is a blessing. We are going to the gospel according to Matthew, the 28th or the 14th chapter. And I'm going to focus in on verse 28, Matthew, the 14th chapter, verse 28. Before we read, we make a confession in our ministry on how we receive the Word of God. I think that instructions need to be given, not form and fashion, but instructions on how to receive the Word of God. I fly several times a week, but every time I get on the airplane, they give me instructions on how to fly. And I think we need instructions on how to receive the Word of God, because the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Do you realize that my educated mind can kill this word? I got to place the Spirit over my mind. So tonight I am here to tell you we got to believe God's word. I am proud to be a kingdom representative. I don't make no bones about it. I represent the kingdom. Thy kingdom come. I know my assignment. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this Bible is our kingdom constitution that supersedes the U.S. Constitution. Now, U.S. Constitution, if you line up with this, you got me. If you don't, I'm sticking to the kingdom constitution. So I need you to stand for a moment. Lift your Bibles, your iPads, your iPhones. If you don't have any of those, just place your hand over your heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And repeat after me, if you will, if I receive this word with my mind only, this word will be dead for me. But if I receive this word, this kingdom constitution, with the Spirit over my mind, over my emotions, over my fleshly desires, this word will be life for me. Lord, I don't need religious form and fashion. I need life. Look at somebody and tell them, receive life. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Jesus has come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Matthew 14 and 28, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I want to talk just for a few moments tonight about dealing with impossibility. Dealing with impossibilities. Of course, it's perception, and perception unchallenged becomes reality. Because we really know, as we deal with impossibilities, it's not really impossible, because all things are possible with, if you can just believe. But I love this particular story, because the one thing that holds my attention and grips my heart in this amazing, amazing story is the figure of Jesus walking on the water in this storm. Now, what Jesus is doing here, Jesus is challenging us to rise with him to another and higher type of life than we normally live. What he's trying to tell us, and this is important, maximize your potential. Maximize that unexposed ability. There's something inside of you, that untapped strength. Things that seem to be impossible. He said, what I need you to do, I need you to rise with me to this level, to realize you're not just average. You got to watch people. You know, you just start saying what other people say, but you just can't say what other people say. I'm just so glad I'm just an average kind of person. I'm just kind of average kind of person. Do you know what average means? Average means being on top of the bottom. Now, why are you going around bragging, I'm so glad I'm on top of the bottom. I'm so glad I'm on top of the bottom. No, you are on top of the top because greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. So Jesus became what we are so that we could become what he is. So that's why tonight I wanted to look at this raging storm, this interesting story, because as we look at this raging storm, the disciples are there, but the only authority that they have over this storm is a voice of fear. Now that's dangerous because the devil can smell fear. And the devil knows, and he will come after you and will attack you, because if he knows and he understands that God did not give you fear, he comes and he attacks, because God has not given to us the spirit of fear. He's given to us power. He's given to us love. He's given to us a sound mind. So he will attack you because he can feel, you can act like you're so strong, but the devil can smell fear. Just like somebody trying to be all strong around a big dog that comes barking at you. That dog can smell fear if you got authority over the dog, or if the dog's got authority over you. You know, here come the dog bark, and you talk, you better get away from me, dog. I ain't scared of you, but you backing up all the time. No, dog knows I'm coming at you because I know you're scared. Listen, people of God, look at this particular story. For 9 hours, battle with this storm. 9 hours. Now, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning. It's still dark. The storm is still raging. Their muscles now are sore. They're weak. They're tired. And I can see the disciples as they begin to look at each other and say, if only the master was here, he would know how to handle this storm. If only Jesus was here, he could handle this storm. And the reason why they were saying that, because they knew that he had handled other storms in the past. They were out on the raging sea and the billows were tossing high. And here these disciples are on the boat, but Jesus is in the hull of the ship and he's fast asleep in the hull of the ship. The disciples are on top, but they're scared and they look at each other like little boys, talking about, somebody better go wake him up. Somebody better, I ain't going to wake him up. Oh, no, I ain't going to wake up. Somebody better wake him up. So they go down and they wake Jesus up. And they say, Master, I don't even know how you could sleep through all of this. The tempest is raging. The billows are tossing high. We are about to lose our lives. I could see Jesus getting up and wiping his eyes and looking at his disciples and probably saying, this is just a shame. How long are y'all going to be with me and be this fearful? Don't you know that I'm Jesus with my eyes open, but I'm still Jesus with my eyes closed? In fact, he really got upset with the storm. I could hear him speaking to the storm. Now, you know better, storm. You know I got some scaredy cat disciples. Why would you mess with them? And you know I'm trying to sleep. Why would you let a storm come right now when I'm trying to sleep? And that's when he spoke to the storm and said, storm, shut up. I got to get me some sleep. Peace be. Peace be still. And so these disciples are talking about, if only Jesus was here, where is he? Then all of a sudden, there's a walker on the water. A walker on the water. And the Bible said that they saw something out there on the water, and they thought it was a ghost, and they were afraid. Now, I want you to listen to this, because this is important, because a whole lot of people are involved in form and fashion. Listen to what they're saying now. If only Jesus was here. He knows how to handle this storm. If only Jesus was here. They see a walker on the water, and they're afraid. If only Jesus was here. They see a walker on the water, and they're afraid. If only Jesus was here. They see a walker on the water, and they are afraid. It sounds like some of us. Oh, we know how to pray. Lord, I need you right now. Come on right now. Come on right now. Right now. Right now. And when he shows up, you get afraid. I got some news for you, people of God. When I call him, I don't care if he's got to walk on the water. I don't care what he has to do. I know any way you bless me is all right with me. Ah, people of God, you got to understand this, because he will show up. He will show up. That's why Jesus had to speak to them quickly, because they were about to jump out of that boat. And Jesus said, be of good cheer. He couldn't even call his name. He just said, be of good cheer. Be not afraid. Now, it's still dark. The storm is raging, Bishop Sheard. It's raging. They really can't see. But when Jesus said that, he didn't call his name. But be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. It was Peter who said, is that you? I know that voice. I know it's dark out there, but I know that voice. And right here, I want to put a pin there so that you can understand, because the only way you can recognize that voice in a storm, you need to get familiar with the voice before the storm. Because if you get familiar with him before the storm, when the storm comes, I know that's you, Jesus. I know that's you. He's coming to your rescue, and he will supply all your needs. Listen, people of God. Listen, people of God. That's when Peter said, Jesus, if that's you, bid me come, and I'll walk on the water. These were welcome words, Bishop Wells. These were welcome words, because Peter believed that impossibilities could be transmitted into possibilities. Somebody said, you really don't even test the resources of God until you try the impossible. God is saying, give me something hard. Come on, you ain't even testing my resources. Apparently you don't know I can make a way out of no way. I can put a door where there is no door. You don't even test the resources of God until you try the impossible, because he specializes. I may have some witnesses here. I know it may be the first night, but I may have some witnesses here. You know that he's the one that will supply your every need. Charles Spurgeon said, one man says, I will do as much as I can. I will do as much as I can. But the response came back, as much as you can. Anybody can do that. He who believes in Jesus Christ does what you cannot do. Oh God, get us to the level where we get back to the place where we trust you and we believe you and know that you can make a way out of no way. You see, when Paul looked at the gigantic task around him, he said, who is sufficient to handle these things? This is a lot. This is a lot. Lord, I'm looking at all of the circumstances around me. I'm looking at all the trouble around me. Who is sufficient to handle these things? But when he looked away from the things and he looked to Jesus, who gives us power, he answered and said, I can do all things. Is there anybody here, you got the power in Jesus to realize that if you trust him tonight, some way, somehow, I don't care what you're dealing with in your life, he is able to see you through. Jesus wants us to have great faith in him. Dr. Martin Luther King made many great speeches, but one of the greatest ones he made, he said, it doesn't matter now. Yeah, but Dr. King, they're trying to destroy you. It doesn't matter now. You don't know the kind of experience I had with God. They're going to burn down your house. It doesn't matter now. When you get to that level where you are so sold out to God that you're able to say it doesn't matter now. Yeah, if you don't want to follow the word of God, it doesn't matter. You ain't got to stay under my teaching. It doesn't matter now. If you don't want the word, because I'm going to give you the word. We got to be able to speak into the lives of people. I know my assignment. And could I tell you the kind of faith that God wants in this 108th Holy Convocation? He wants reckless faith. What are you talking about, Bishop? He wants reckless faith. Reckless faith is the opposite of careful faith. Too many of us, we got the kind of faith, oh, when everything is going bad, oh, thank you, Lord, you be good to me. But just as soon as some trouble comes, you tiptoe through the tulips, being careful, wondering if that was really God. We need some people with reckless faith where you can't always see your way, but you're going to trust them anyhow. I'm not talking about somebody, even when God tells you to give, you're talking about, oh, that may be my emotions. I better sit on down. If God said it, do it. If God tells you to do it, I don't care how crazy it looks, do it because God said do it. And if you do it because God said do it, he will make a way somehow. A reckless driver can be in such a bad situation. A reckless driver can be in such a bad situation that he or she will take the hand off the steering wheel, cover their eye, because they don't want to see what's going to happen. I don't know where I'm going to land, but I can't look. I can't look. I trust the car. You got to do it because I can't see it. I'm just praying the day will come that we would get our hands off the steering wheel and let God drive. Because God knows how to handle it. All you got to do is put your hands over your eyes and say, Lord, I'm just going to believe. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's about to happen. But I know that you're going to make a way somehow. I ain't got to see my way. As long as you are in charge, I dare you, just put your hands over your eyes. Just say, Lord, I trust you, Lord. Lord, I trust you. I know that you can fix it. I know that you can make a way out. Lord, I listen, people of God, look at the woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years. That was reckless faith. 12 years. She'd been suffering, but she heard Jesus was in town. She made up in her mind, I got to go to the meeting. I have to see Jesus. But can't you see the crowd is so huge? By the time she gets up close to the podium, can't you see one of the disciples coming up saying, God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Jesus has been ministering all day long. He's tired. We're going to have to get him in. I'm going to ask you to please cooperate with us. The disciples are going to help me in this area. We're going to take Jesus down the middle aisle. We have one request. Nobody touch him. He's prayed for everybody that he could today. Just one request. Follow the rules. Don't touch him. Well, you know church folk. I could see them walking around. He ain't all of that. He could have prayed for me. I came all this way. He could have prayed for me. Walking away mad. But not this woman. She heard what the disciples said. But what she said, I don't need him to lay hands on me. I don't need him to anoint me with oil, but if I could just... I dare you to look at somebody and tell them reckless faith. Reckless faith will make you break the rules. Reckless faith will say, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Sit down a moment, sit down a moment. Reckless faith. Reckless. Reckless faith. Reckless faith is the kind of faith, the kind of faith that the sick man had when they took him to see Jesus. Same kind of situation. This man is so sick, his employees had to carry him on his bed. But he gets to the house where Jesus is, and it's crowded. You can't get in the house. You can't get in the doorway. And so his employers, I'm sure, are so devoted to him, I'm sure they keep pushing the bed up, trying to get as close as they can. And I could hear them say, if you please, just let us through. Just let us through. This man is real sick. He really needs to see Jesus. Could you just please move over and let this man come through? And you know how church folk are. Who are we sick to? Who we think he is? He ain't the only one sick. Better wait in line like everybody else. So the man disappeared, couldn't get through the front door. So I could hear the employees say, well, boss, we tried. Maybe he'll come in through in another few months, and maybe he'll pray for you then. But I could hear the man say, oh, no, I'm going to see him today. Some way, somehow, I'm going to see him today. And I could hear the man say, here's what I need you to do. Take me up to the roof. Now, come on, boss. Come on, boss. Now, that's reckless. Now, you know this ain't your house. We can't go up on this man's roof. I know you want to see Jesus, but let's go home. Let's not embarrass ourselves. We don't want nobody to arrest us. I don't care what you say. I need to see Jesus. Take me up to the roof. They take him up to the roof because they have to obey him. And they get up on the roof, usually in the day. That day, you could see down into the rooms. But in this particular building, you couldn't see down into the room. And I could hear his employees say, now look at us. Now we're all embarrassed. We got to go back through the crowd. They're going to be laughing at us. Y'all went up there and still didn't see him. So, but I could hear this man say, oh, no. I'm going to see him. Do you know what this man with this reckless faith did? He said, tear the roof off. Ain't that crazy? I'm here to tell you, people of God, when you really want something from God, tear the roof off. You're going to have to do something crazy that people ain't used to seeing you do. But I got to see Jesus so bad. I ain't going to let you go, not until you bless my soul. I dare you to look at somebody, tell them, tear the roof off. I'm almost finished. Peter said, bid me come. Jesus, is that you? I know that's you, Jesus. If you tell me to get out of this boat and walk on that water, Jesus, I will get out of this boat and walk on the water just like you. Now, can't you imagine the disciples in the boat with Peter? You know again how church folk are. Here's a man that wants to trust Jesus, but you know how some church folk are. Peter, you better sit yourself down. Now, you know you ain't Jesus. You got a zeal, and it ain't according to knowledge now. Don't be crazy now. Just sit yourself on down. There ain't no Holy Ghost. But I could hear Peter say, y'all shut up. I am going to walk on this water. If Jesus tells me to come, and I could hear Jesus say, all right, you got that kind of faith. You got that kind of faith. I am going to tell you to come. But let me tell you, God's getting ready to do some amazing things in your life. Hear me, Kojic. Hear me, Church of God in Christ. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for you. I come to speak it in your life tonight that God is about to do it for your life. And I just believe that there's some water walkers in this place this night. You have come to the house of the Lord and you ain't afraid to get out of the boat. You're not afraid to get the blessings that God has for you and deal with your impossibilities. But I got to give you one key. If you're going to get out of the boat, this is one thing you're going to have to do. And Peter had to do it. You're going to have to do it. Get away from negative folk. Negative folk will keep you in the boat. Presiding bishop, I get so sick of people hanging around me with boat mentality. You got to know how to get out of your comfort zone. You got to know how to trust God. If God is God, he said, I'm going to supply your every need. I'm going to make a way out of no way. I dare you to touch somebody. Tell them, get out of the boat. Get out of the boat. Get out. I don't care. If you got negative folk around you, tell them, I don't need to hear you now. I'm hearing what God is saying to me right now. Get out of the boat. Jesus. That's you. Bid me come.
Peter starts walking on the water. And I know there were some people say, he went down, but at least he started walking. Ain't none of them did no walking. At least he started walking, but he made one mistake. And if you're going to be a water walker, don't make this mistake. Because he started walking on the water, and can't you see him as he looks back at the boat and looks at the disciples and says, y'all see me? Thought I couldn't do it, huh? Look at me, I'm walking on the water. And I can hear Jesus say, oh, you doing that, you doing that. Well, let me just back off and you go ahead and walk on the water. You know what happened. Peter went. But thank God he had enough sense. He had enough spirituality to say, Lord, save me. I don't care how much challenge you have. I don't care how gifted you are. You got to know God is the only one who's able to save you. I feel like preaching in this place. I stop by to tell you, this is a new season. In Church of God in Christ, you better get ready, because God is raising up a nation that's going to be water walkers. I don't know how you feel about it. I made up in my mind. I don't want to get out there on the eagle, but Jesus, if you tell me to walk on the water, I will walk on the water. I think I got some witnesses here. Because when you get out of the boat, the devil in hell can't block you. The devil in hell can't stop you. Now, how many of you know that the devil even comes to holy convocation? Not just the Holy Ghost, but the devil comes to holy convocation. But since the devil is in the house tonight, I just think we need to make him nervous. I think we need to have a rehearsal. Because before any great event, there's got to be a rehearsal. Dr. Judy McAllister didn't just get up there tonight. They prepared for the big event. I just want to prepare some water walkers. Some water walkers that are about to get out of the boat and walk on the water. You're about to make the devil mad right now. I know. We're just symbolizing it. This ain't for everybody. This is just for water walkers. I need you. Wherever you are, get out of your area and take three steps and just walk, walk, walk. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Won't stop. Make a way somehow. If somebody's still looking at you like you're crazy, just touch and say, get out of the boat, get out. Get out of the boat. I ain't got to wait till official Sunday to get out of the boat. But Tuesday night, I'm out. Woo! I'm out. Now don't wait. I need to see my musicians. Don't wait till the battle is over. Somebody shout now, shout now, shout. Is there anybody, that's it, is there anybody, you know God will make a way somehow? Yes, if somebody wants to know that's how I became a crazy water walker. Can I just tell you the truth? I learned it right here in the Church of God in Christ, because my daddy taught me ain't gonna be no boat mentality, folks, up in this house. And I'm so glad I got out of the boat, and I'm here to tell you, prophet, won't God make a way? Yeah, he will. Yeah, he will. Yeah, he will. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What he doing, y'all?
But get out. Get up, all shunned. I feel the presence of God in this place. You gotta have reckless faith. When I was growing up, I came under folk who had reckless faith. People would come up on crutches and in wheelchairs and get out of that chair. Reckless faith, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, look at somebody, say, don't do it without me. I need some worship. I need some worship. I need some worship, Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me, Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please without me. Don't do it without me. Now come on, help me say it, y'all. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me.
Did you hear me? The overcomer scripture, Romans 10 and 9.
See what I did
with
America?
If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9 says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. we're not going to go into the wrong drawn out. Plea this morning. People of God, we all know where we are. When it comes to God, you know, we have to understand that our time is short. Our time is short. There's not a lot of time left, and I don't think people are really getting it and understanding that every day we're closer to God coming back, Jesus coming back. We're getting closer every single day. One of the most important things that I want you guys to understand and know is that in this, God is able, but we have to yield ourselves to God. We have to yield ourselves to God. And the only way we could really see God do what he does best is that we have to yield ourselves to God. And when we yield ourselves to God, God will move for us. He will move in us. He will move. His hand won't be on our life constantly and consistently. But we have to make that move. We have to use that common sense and make that move. Now, today is your opportunity. We give to you every day here on the broadcast, every day that we're on the broadcast. We give you this opportunity. We call it the Overcomer Scripture, Overcomer's Prayer. Your opportunity now to become an overcomer is sitting before you right now. You can make that decision to do what you would wish to do. To move forward in who God is and to move forward in where you are in God. And it's just that simple. It's just that simple. It's not complicated. It's not complex at all. You just move forward in who you are in God and allow God to be God and the devil to be a liar. Anything else outside of that, you're doing too much. I'm just going to be honest with you. Anything else outside of that, you're doing too much. Thank you. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is yield ourselves to him. One song says, surrender. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all. It is a mindset of surrender that sometimes scare people. But in your surrender, ladies and gentlemen, let me help you with your surrender. Your surrender moves the hand of God. Your surrender moves the hand of God. So I'm going to pray. My wife shared with you the scripture, Romans 10 and 9. As I begin to pray, I'm going to declare that scripture over your life. And my prayer is that you receive it. And when I receive, when I pray and I begin to speak that prayer, I just want you to just lift up your hands and just receive that affirming that you are now walking in the fullness of Christ. Amen. Amen. So here, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these under the sound of your voice. Father, this morning we pray that you would move by your power and by your strength. Touch them in a way like only you know how. Strengthen them, Father God, like only you know how. Step into their room. Step into their life right now. God, and do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. Let them know that even in this, God, you are God, and you are God all by yourself. Besides you, there is no other. They can trust in you, for you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Allow them to understand that trusting in you will get them to where they need to be. For your word says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge you, and you will direct their path. Be the path directing God. that they need you to be on today. Strengthen them, God, on every single hand, and give them to know that even in this, that you are God and you are their King, and that you will move mountains on their behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, we pray now, God, the Romans 10:9, the scripture that says that they confess with their mouth and they believe with their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. So, Father, we thank you right now for your saving grace that is in and on and around their lives even now. Father, we pray right now, God, that you would touch them in a mighty way and give them the strength to stand in you and to receive you, God, as their Lord and their Savior. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Father, we thank you. We also thank you, Father God, for all of our frontline workers that are working in the healthcare industry and the hospitals and the convalescent homes, God, and the elderly care homes, Father God. God, in the doctor's offices and the clinics across this country, God, we pray for them. We pray for our first responders, our police officers, our ambulance driver, our paramedics, God, we pray for them, God. We pray that you would lift them up and keep them safe. Father, we pray, Lord God, for them. Lord God, all of the people across this country, God, every man, woman, boy, and girl, God, we pray for them. We lift up this world right now, God. God, we pray that you would move by your power and by your strength and do what you do best, and that is be God, and be God all by yourself. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, we got some keys that we want to share with you for those of you all who have made the decision to give your life to Christ, and we want to share those three keys with you right now.
One, get your Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go visit, please mask up and be safe. Wash and sanitize your hands. Or you're definitely welcome to come join us, the Abba House International, on Abba House on Facebook, Sundays at 10:30 and Tuesday at 7:15. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This must line up to if you surrender your life to Christ. No, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be well worth it. Remember, get you a Bible, find your church home, and make sure whoever you're under is walking what they're preaching. I'll say this again, they must walk what they are preaching.
Amen, 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 amen. And again, guys, remember that number is 563-999-3628 is the number to call in to get prayer. Also, that's the number you could call in to listen in on the broadcast. Amen. Also, guys, remember this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. Those of you all who are looking for that Calgon take me away moment, that relaxing bath experience, please make sure that you give Lady Douglas, Prophetess Douglas, a call. Contact her, I'm sorry, on 832-816-7997. You can text to that number. You can also get in contact with her through her email, which is CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Again, that's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Please make sure that you get in contact with her. The bath bombs are what is it, guys? I'm telling you, these are some of the greatest products. Their Facebook and the Twitter pages are exploding with comments about how good the bath bombs are. Treat yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, you can do it as well. I tried it for the product launch, and I'm telling you, I'm a shower guy, but this bath bomb was absolutely amazing. I was able to relax in a tub. And I'm telling you, it was the best experience that I ever had. I'm telling you guys, you will really love this product. Please make sure that you give her, get in contact with her by calling or texting 832-816-7933 or you can contact her through her email, which is CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Any one of those numbers, you could get in contact with her, and she will be more than glad to get back with you guys. Thank you, guys. This has been the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I'm telling you guys, we're excited about what God is doing and what God is saying on the broadcast on a day-to-day basis. And remember, guys, those of you all who like to share in giving on this morning, please make sure you go to your Cash Apps, and that is WGC2020, $WGC2020. Remember, the seeds that you sow into us, we sow into other ministries. This is how you receive a harvest from a field that you did not plant in. When you plant in one seed, one place, and that body place put that seed into another place, and that body take that seed and put that seed into another place. That's how you can continue to get to receive the blessings of reaping and sowing in a field that you did not sow in. Amen? Amen. So please remember to make that contribution, make that sow that seed to $WGC2020, $WGC2020. You guys have a fantastic day. We look forward to you being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection every day, and we look forward to hearing from you. Please make sure you guys continue to touch base with us and contact us and let us know about the testimonies of what's going on in your life. We love hearing those testimonies. So please make sure you continue to come in and contact with us and stay in contact with us, okay? God bless you guys. You have a fantastic day. You've been listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Presence, Lord. Please stay. Talk to me.